A hearing test for moths on this moment of science. Moths aren't the noisiest creatures. Actually, they don't make sounds at all unless you count thudding against a screen on a summer night. But despite the fact that they don't communicate through sound, some moths have ears. Why would a moth have ears if not to converse with other moths? Ears allow moths to listen for the approach of one of their greatest predators, moth-eating bats. When bats hunt at night, they use sonar or sound waves to find their prey. The sound waves bats send out are too high-pitched for us to hear, but they're loud and clear to moths with ears. Bats are incredibly adept at avoiding even tiny obstacles such as twigs and homing in on prey by listening to the echoes that bounce back from these solid objects. Moths with ears can detect this skillful predator even from a distance and try to get away. Moths without ears, on the other hand, are more likely to become dinner. Here's how you can conduct a test to see where the moths in your neighborhood have ears. The only equipment you'll need is a set of keys. After you've spotted some moths fluttering around the light or screen, jangle the keys nearby. In addition to the jangling, the keys will emit high-pitched sound that you can't hear, much like the sounds predator bats make when they're hunting. Moths with ears will dive away from the sound as if to escape a hungry bat. Moths without ears won't react at all, but at least this time, they won't be dinner. This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. Once again, our web address is amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.